I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's Rosh Hashanah today, and amid all the greetings and well wishes for the Jewish New Year comes one from an unexpected place, Iran. The country's new president, Hassan Rouhani, apparently tweeted, "As the sun is about to set here in Tehran, I wish all Jews, especially Iranian Jews, a blessed Rosh Hashanah." The tweet included a picture of an Iranian Jew praying at a synagogue in Tehran. President Rouhani's Rosh Hashanah tweet is just one of several interesting developments on Iranian social media. Robin Wright is a journalist, a scholar of Iran, and she's been following Iranian social media. Robin, first of all, what was this Rouhani tweet for real? I mean, Iran's conservative Fars news agency quickly denied that Rouhani even has a Twitter account.
I've been following Iran's social media since the presidential campaign began in May, and I've gone through to Rouhani's social media folks and confirmed that he has two accounts, one in English, one in Farsi. These are not necessarily run by the presidential office, but they clearly do represent his views.
So assuming it was him or his office, how do you interpret Rouhani's Rosh Hashanah tweet?
Well, the president and his new foreign minister have both been very active on social media in talking about a lot of the controversial issues. And Iran does have the largest Jewish community in the Middle East outside of Israel. It now numbers somewhere around 25 to 30,000, down significantly since the revolution. But it is still a very important part of Iranian society. I've been to Jewish synagogues in Tehran and Shiraz. I've been to the Jewish butcher, the Jewish school. The Jewish hospital is very popular. There is a Jewish member of Iran's parliament, mandated because it is a recognized minority. So it's not totally a surprise. What's interesting is that he wished all Jews, especially Iranian Jews, but all Jews, a blessed Rosh Hashanah. And that was particularly striking.
Right. I mean, there was also an interesting, another alleged exchange between Iran's foreign minister and a writer on Twitter who said the new year would be even sweeter if you would end Iran's Holocaust denial. And then the foreign minister wrote back, "Iran never denied it. The man who did is now gone. Happy New Year," is referring to Ahmadinejad.
Well, the most important thing to understand about that exchange is who was involved in it. The person who made that question was Nancy Pelosi's daughter.
No way.
And
how do you know that?
I know Javad Zarif. I've known him for 25 years. I went through to him by email and I said, "Were you aware that you were having a Twitter exchange with Nancy Pelosi's daughter?" And he emailed me back, "Yes, ma'am."
So what does that say?
Well, it comes in context of a lot of other messages. And what is the most effective, maybe, public outreach campaign that the regime has had in the 34 years of the revolution? The president's office has tweeted on chemical weapons since they became an issue in Syria. The foreign minister has talked about looking forward to serious engagement with the outside world. And what was so interesting about the exchange between the foreign minister and Nancy Pelosi's daughter was that it was a public repudiation of the most controversial statement by former President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
And briefly, Robin, what was tweeted about chemical weapons from the Iranian presidency?
Well, he tweeted outright condemnation of the use of chemical weapons in Syria. Iran, after all, was the largest recent target of chemical weapons used by Saddam Hussein's regime during the 1980s, verified by the United Nations. So this is a particularly sensitive issue in Iran. They've lost over 100,000 people to chemical weapons since 1982, when the practice began by Iraq. People are still dying of low-dose chemical exposure.
I'm just wondering if there's any reason to believe that President Rouhani is using Twitter and social media to push his agenda even faster, effectively leapfrogging over internal Iranian opposition to his policies.
Well, it signals a self-confidence that's really important in a country where you have very divisive factions and have made diplomacy with the outside world particularly difficult. So the fact that Rouhani's office or Rouhani's aides have been carrying out this both Twitter and Facebook campaign, and the foreign minister has owned up to the fact that he's talking on Facebook, having debates on pivotal foreign policy issues through his two Facebook pages in Farsi and English, and again on Twitter over the last week, is a sign of the changing times. Now, that doesn't mean everything's rosy, believe me, but it does signal an important shift, at least in the atmospherics.
Robin Wright, a foreign affairs analyst, journalist, and currently with the U.S. Institute of Peace and Wilson Center scholar. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.